Hey everybody, this is Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Bible Study. Hope you're having a great day, and we're going to dig right into Revelation as we're continuing through it, and we're going to look at verses 7 and 8 this morning. 7 and 8, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." So I want you to think about something here. What we see is we see the return of Christ. We see that we, in verse number 6, we see John was praising him, and now we turn from praising him to expecting his return. Look what it says here. "Behold, he cometh." And this is a command to look for Jesus Christ. Listen, you ever have one of those days where you're just overwhelmed, things aren't going your way, and you're just ready to check out and get out of here? That is the time you and I should constantly be remembering Jesus hasn't forgotten about us. He is coming back. He says it time and time again. He's coming back. In John 14:3, he says it. He says it again in Matthew. He says, you don't know what time or hour, but he is coming back. And so we want to remember that. Behold, he's coming, and he's coming with the clouds. And so that refers to the Old Testament back in Exodus 13, Exodus 16, 19, and 24. And it's relating to the Old Testament cloud of glory called the Shekinah glory. So he's coming back in his glory. And what we're going to see is this. He's not going to sneak back. He's not going to sneak in here and everybody's going to say, boy, I wonder if he came back. No, it says every eye shall see him. Just like we saw in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, where he ascended up into heaven and they saw him ascend up into the clouds. They're going to see him come back likewise, he says. And so here's what we're going to see. Every eye shall see him. What is it? He explains what every eye shall be. Every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth. And so who's going to see him? Those that pierced him and all kindreds of the earth. And so he's referring to here not only the Jews, but also the Gentiles. And so the whole world is going to see the return of Christ. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to recognize who he is. He's the Messiah. And what's going to happen is it says, and they shall wail because of him. That word wail means a loud weeping, a violent lamentation. You know why? Because verse number 8 tells us they're going to realize who he is. He's the Alpha and Omega. You know what? That's the beginning and ending of the Greek alphabet there. And what that means is the vocabulary can't explain his greatness. You ever heard somebody say, I saw such a beautiful sunrise or sunset that words just can't explain it. And this is what he's saying. He's the Alpha and Omega. He is so great and his glory is so great that you and I can't, words just can't explain it. Not only that, it says in verse number 8, he says the beginning and the ending. He is all of time. And so we can see here that all of time cannot explain him properly. Listen, you and I, when we meditate on the Lord and we think about his greatness and we think about who he is and what he's done, our vocabulary, we can't explain his greatness. And you know what? All of time cannot explain him properly. Why? Because he's our Savior. Remember, he's the one who loved us and cleansed us from our sin and washed us in his own blood. Listen, my friend, keep looking to Jesus. Keep looking for Jesus to come back because he loves us and he hadn't forgotten about us. And he's always there for us. May the Lord bless you. Remember to share this with somebody today.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.